Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We have a few events coming up here through the Extension Office targeted to local youth. First of all, I want to invite folks to our first LEGO League informational meeting. If you are interested in joining the first LEGO League team for 4th through 8th graders, we're having an informational meeting and sign-up night this coming Sunday evening, October 15th at 5 p.m. here in the Extension Office. Join us to learn more about First LEGO League, discuss meeting times, and sign up for this 4-H based group that will meet weekly from mid-October through mid-December. First LEGO League gives 4th through 8th graders the opportunity to create a working robot while learning life skills such as problem solving, teamwork, and having fun. Members of First LEGO League teams will learn to build robots and program them to complete predetermined tasks. They'll learn to research by researching a community challenge and figuring out ways to solve it. And they will also get the opportunity to report these findings out and gain communication skills through demonstrations and competition. The LEGO Mindstorm robots will be programmed to complete specific tasks on an 4x8 challenge field. First LEGO League is an international program designed to get young people interested in and excited about science, technology, engineering, and math. Every year, the first group releases a new challenge engaging teams in hands-on robotic design and scientific research. This year's theme is hydrodynamics, learning about how we find, transport, use, and dispose of water. Any youth in 4th through 8th grade are welcome to join. And again, for more information, stop by the Extension Office at 5 p.m. this coming Sunday, October 15th. To RSVP for that meeting, you can call us here at the Extension Office or email shelbyrw@iastate.edu. Also coming up for 4-H members in the county, if you've recently been elected as a club officer, don't forget your first opportunity to attend officer training is coming up next Thursday, the 19th of October. The other opportunity is going to be on the 30th of October. If you have been elected an officer, we strongly encourage you to attend one of these trainings to learn more about your new role and interact with other 4-H'ers from across the county who are also in leadership roles. To RSVP for the officer training, you can give us a call here at the Extension Office or email Youth Coordinator Shelby Van Horn. And finally, coming up here in the office, we also want to invite folks to join us for Sci Day Friday, our annual celebration of our affiliation with Iowa State University and their research base, will be held Friday, October 27th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. here at the Extension Office. You can come join us for a free lunch, have your photo taken with Sci in the Cyclone photo booth, and learn more about ISU's history of the land-grant university, and of course register for some fun ISU and Extension door prizes and giveaways. That's Sci Day Friday, coming up Friday, October 27th, here at the Cass County Extension Office. And finally, from our Human Sciences Specialist at Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, a article on coping with frightening news and how you'd have those discussions with children. Children, of course, have many different reactions, and some may be different based on age or level of understanding. After a disaster, some children may be afraid or become anxious. Parents and other caregivers can help their children cope when disasters are in the news by taking the following actions. You can limit exposure to TV and media. Speak simply and honestly about the situation. Check the children's level of understanding and clear up any misconceptions or misunderstandings they may have about what they are seeing and hearing in the news. Take time to comfort and reassure children. Even a short 1-minute chat may help. Continue to maintain routines or rituals of comfort such as dinner times, bedtimes, and stories times are all great ways to reassure children. Talk with children about how you feel and help them find a positive response. Accept children's feelings and experiences. You can also help them find models of courage, determination, and positive human traits through disasters. Involve children in a family effort to prepare or recover from the disaster and seek professional advice if the child appears to be excessively traumatized by current events. For more information on upcoming events here in Cass County through ISU Extension, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at the Cass County Extension website or follow us on Facebook for upcoming events. You can also stop by the office here in Atlantic at 805 West 10th Street. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.